Before we get to the Giants and talk about what the O-line might look like Sunday, I think both of you touched on it. The sky is not falling. The Falcons are 2-2, tied with the division on, for the lead, have two division wins under their belt already. One of your losses is against an AFC opponent. You're not in that bad of shape. And it's funny, I've told this story to a few of you this week, is, you know, I look back at, you know, when you kind of take a loss like that, you're going to hear talk radio, is, you know, sports talk radio, the season's over, you know, and this, nothing good can happen to this defense. They're all bums. None of them can play. Let's go trade for all new players. And you know, that's reactionary, and fans are rightfully can have their opinions. But it did remind me of 2004. The Falcons went to Kansas City. The Chiefs set a franchise record for most rushing touchdowns in a game with 8. So try staying on the sideline and watching that. That was awesome. And then, you know, same thing. Oh, we can't stop anyone. This team is done. Like, you know, paper tigers out there. And, you know, all week. And then you have to go to Denver. Back-to-back Kansas City, then Denver. And we went to Denver and won by a similar score that we just faced, was 41-28. The Falcons went up there and... So that's why, you know, in Smitty we trust, and, you know, he's going to have these guys ready. They're going to have a scheme ready. They're going to adjust. That's what you do in this league. So I do want to reiterate, the sky is not falling. The season's not over. The Falcons are not in a bad place right now.
No, and I think, you know, you hear all the time that there's parity in the NFL, and it's so true. And that's one of the things I think is the beauty of this league, is that, you know, anybody can beat anybody. I mean, who thought that Dallas was going to go and face the Saints at home and just dominate them the way they did? I mean, every week the experts are going to say, oh, well, this is who should win, et cetera, but that's why they play the games. You know, these teams are very good teams across the NFL. And, you know, we hear sometimes, we'll hear like, oh, this college team could beat this NFL team, et cetera. I don't believe that for a minute. I mean, there's good talent around, and any of these teams can rise to the occasion on any given Sunday, to throw out an overused cliche. But, I mean, it's really true. It's just a product of the parity in the NFL.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me the most is fans, obviously, the fans, they're entitled to their opinion. But these guys are people too, and if you think that they're not bothered by losing, they'll get up. They have to look themselves in the mirror and realize, you know what, we gave up this much on offense, this much on defense. We left plays on the field. That's why they're in the meeting rooms. That's why they're, you know, getting critiqued by their coaches. They're on the practice field. They don't like losing either. So it's not like they're just going to give up and, you know, throw their hands in the air. No, this team is legit. They're committed, and they're going to turn it around.
I heard a lot of words expressed right after the game, and then during the beginning of the week, just words like angry and pissed off and yeah, et cetera. That's I'm et cetera-ing all over the place.
But I heard angry but calm.
Angry but calm. Yeah, I mean, that's really what it's all about right now, is that they're trying to channel that anger into some momentum. And I agree with you. There's nobody in that locker room right now who's taking this line down. No. So.